A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and try to understand. Nothing that enters a man from outside can make him impure. That which comes out of him, and only that, constitutes impurity. Let everyone heed what he hears." When he got home, away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the proverb. "Are you too incapable of understanding?" he asked them. "Do you not see that nothing that enters a man from outside can make him impure? It does not penetrate his being, but enters his stomach only and passes into the latrine. Thus did he render all foods clean." He went on, "What emerges from within a man, that and nothing else is what makes him impure. Wicked designs come from the deep recesses of the heart. Acts of fornication, theft, murder, adulterous conduct, greed, maliciousness, deceit, sensuality, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and an obtuse spirit. All these evils come from within and render a man impure." The Gospel of the Lord. Music has always been an important part of my life. I started playing the piano at age 7, and went on to earn a bachelor's degree in music ed and a master's of music degree. And sometimes musical thinking will replace everyday ideas. For example, I saw a car speeding past me, and without hesitation, my brain thought, "What a fast tempo he's going at." The musical term tempo replaced the word speed without a blink of my brain. So when I read today's gospel, I heard in Jesus' tone a sforzando, a musical term meaning that the note is accented quickly and the rest of the notes around it aren't. Jesus said, "Listen to me, hear me." In music, sforzandos are used sparingly. Otherwise, they would lose their effect. If everything was accented, there would be no sudden focus. Everything would just be loud. Listen, hear me. Jesus had already been preaching for some time. At this point in Mark's gospel, he's cured illnesses, expelled demons, shared parables, performed miracle of the loaves, answered the scribes and Pharisees with challenges to their understandings. And his disciples still had to ask him what he meant. "Listen to me. Nothing that enters a man from outside can make him impure. That which comes out of him constitutes impurity." Jesus rebukes them. "Are you too incapable of understanding?" They have been with him day and night, heard his preaching, seen his miracles, and still they don't get it. Jesus has come to change worldview, to turn upside down what has been a way of life for the Jewish people. Here comes that sforzando again. "Listen to me. Let everyone heed what he hears." The Jewish people had so many rules about all the external things: ritual sacrifices, what should be sacrificed when, how it should be sacrificed, what could be eaten, what could not be eaten. But all of the emphasis is on the external. Jesus is trying to see them, the world, in God's way. God wants to see internal changes. He wants people to change their hearts, to see inside, to see the value of others from inside out, not outside in. He has given them so many examples. Right before our gospel reading today, Jesus had chided the Pharisees for only paying God lip service, for using tradition as an excuse for getting around God's commandments. In our modern world, where relative truth has taken a stronghold, it's sometimes difficult. Are we holding on to a tradition like the Pharisees held on to theirs, where we are not seen as God sees? Or is it a tradition that has roots in the gospel truth and needs to be upheld? When Vatican II came out with its many changes, there was great division. There were fears that the Roman Catholic Church would not survive, that the ancient traditions would be lost, and that the sacred truths would disappear from our faith. As a child on the cusp of Vatican II, I can still remember the old Latin Mass. I remember my Mass book with the Latin rite on one side and the English translation on the other. But when Vatican II changed that, I don't feel I lost out. The power of God's Word, the sacredness of the Eucharist, all were there for me and still are today. Jesus said it is not what goes into a man, but that which comes out that makes him impure. If we look at the fruits of our actions, we can see what is coming out of mankind. As we look around at a world in need of hope because of war, hatred, racism, cruelty to others, we can see that much of what is coming out of man has been fueled by the loss of seeing others in the image of God. The church has upheld the truths of the gospel, has taken stands against worldviews that destroy the sanctity of life. We are called as the church's voice in the world to help others draw connections, to see that what comes out of them reflects what's in their hearts. That to truly change the evil in the world, we must start with a look inside ourselves. When we are faced with change, we must hold it up to the test. Does it reflect a change for the better, where more of God's people will be treated as they should be, as a reflection of the image of God? Listen to me. Jesus' Sforzando is its accent, an accent of importance, making itself heard in our hearts.